Friday, March 16th, we'll go right into the devotional today, Into the Storms. So we're reading from Mark 6:45-56. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to other side to Bethsaida while he was dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up to the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against the adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended them to pass him by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on the mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick into the marketplaces and begged him that they may touch him, even on the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. So the devotional says, let's face it, storms are scary things. In Hong Kong, when we hear of typhoons, the first question we ask is, how big is it? Some storms in this region have been catastrophic, destroying whole communities and families. Some storms are smaller, more localized, more personal. Sometimes the storms and trials we face are in our lives. The storms of lost jobs, failed relationships, children out of control, or doctor's report that stops us in our tracks. In this storm, Jesus is always nearby. Immediately, the disciples cry out. Jesus responds to them. In this passage, Jesus is revealing himself to the disciples. Often in the storms of life, God's voice and presence are very clear to us. Such storms can reveal important things about ourselves and God. Trials wipe off the mask we so easily wear, and they show us who we really are and how much we desperately need God. They can reveal our distorted view of God. Often we treat God like our good luck charm instead of the creative or Lord of all things. So, as this passage states, we all go through storms in life. And the trials and storms listed here, storms of lost jobs, failed relationships, or doctor's report that stops us in our tracks, most of us could probably relate in one form or another. I myself have been through a lot of these storms. And, you know, sometimes people think living a Christian life allows you to live in a bubble world and that everything's going to be perfect and wonderful once you become a Christian. But although he's a good God and he will protect you and, you know, people believe that they'll put this invisible shield around us to protect us from the storms of life. But in the reality, as we all know, that isn't the case. Christians also experience these storms, but it's our response which determine where our heart and faith lies. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, for those that don't believe in Christ or those that don't have God to turn to, you know, really how unfortunate it is for them, because, you know, they don't have God or Christ to turn to. And really, for them, a lot of times their lives turn, it could be devastating. And you hear it all the time that their answer to crisis is self-destruction, and their trials and tribulations also turn for the worst. So you can also judge the faith of an individual by what he does at the time of his greatest need, when he must either run, surrender, or fight. Many years ago, there's a young doctor by the name of Tom Dooley, and he had a terminal disease, but he was driven by this obsession to minister to hundreds of thousands in Africa and Asia. And during this time, his choice was to press in and serve God. And through his superhuman will, he formed an organization to this day receives money for underprivileged people throughout the world. So I was talking to a recruiting professional yesterday, And he was just telling me right now the incredible amount of job losses in the finance industry, and you know how the whole industry in itself is being turned upside down, and how it'll never be the same. And even in our church community right now, I know there are a number of us that may be facing job loss or health issues of a loved one or family member or other storms that we're just facing right now. Well, you know, I'm here to say that our response in these type of situations is what really matters. And it is this response that will get us safely out, as Jesus responded in this passage. I have personally come out of a life storm. My father passed away earlier this year of cancer. And I had to leave my job to be with my father before his passing. And so during this difficult time, I had so many questions for God. Why me? Why my family? Why my father? Could cancer run in the family? When I first heard the news broke out, I went into this state of shock, and I wanted to run away from it all. It was devastating. And at this point in time, I had a choice to make, having been through some difficult seasons in my life, and knowing God is always a good God and always carried me through, I turned to Jesus, went on my knees, and started praying. So at this point, I didn't have all the answers, and I didn't know where to go or what to do, but I knew I had to turn to God. And interestingly enough, when Pastor Rob Lee came into town last year, he kind of sensed I'd be entering into a new season, and while forewarning me, told me that while I may not have all the answers, God will show the way. So as I was facing the eye of the storm, and I knew, like my past trials, I had to look right at the eye, and knew at this point I had to press in even more and seek God even further. So God first opened the door for me to be with my father by providing a job for me when I came back to Hong Kong. I didn't know how long my father had, but I felt a peace about leaving my job. I knew in my heart God had orchestrated and even told my house church about this. Then the real trials came, spending time caring for my father. Every day our family and friends would pray and fast for a miracle and for God's touch to heal my father, and would also encourage my dad every day. The wonderful thing was that I knew that my father also had hope and even had a sense of humor at times, but you know, his health started to deteriorate, and after a long-winded process, he passed away on January 12th of this year. Again, I do thank God for the invaluable opportunity that he gave me in allowing me to spend the last days with him. Afterwards, a funeral took place, and about 300 people came to the funeral, mainly church members. The love and peace that our family experienced during this time was really incredible. I can honestly say all the money in the world cannot buy that kind of love and peace extended toward our family. As many of you extended your love towards me during that time and through encouraging emails, letters, phone calls, I want to actually thank you again for that. Going through a storm like this opened up another dimension of Christianity for me, and showed a side of God's love I've never experienced before. God has given our family peace and know my father's resting in a better place in heaven. This life storm also made me realize how important the church is, how important community is, how integral it is for each one of us to get involved in church, whether through house church, fellowship, or serving in ministries, because not only is our time here on earth short, we all have a purpose here on earth to expand God's kingdom. My mother was a pastor that served faithfully within her church and can see why people came and supported her during this time. And although she's on her own now living in California, I'm at peace because I know she's surrounded by a church community that loves her and supports her, and my family as well. So, in conclusion, you know, I'm starting a new role this coming Monday, and I thank God again for carrying me through this life storm. I believe it's my response through prayer and fasting that carried me out of this storm. And I also encourage you, that whatever life storm you're facing right now, now is the time to press in, seek God even more, push in towards God even further. And like the scripture says, Jesus will provide the peace and the calm of the storm that you need. Jesus is always nearby. As the disciples cried out to Jesus, he says, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." So that's my little talk. I believe Janella will be coming up and singing a song for us. So as we sing this song, you know, reflect on the talk and the passage. How are you planning to react to your storm of life? What is the normal reaction you have? And reflect on, you know, Jesus during this time. In times of difficulty and storms, you know, our response should be to look towards God and look towards Jesus.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. How wide and how deep and how great is your love for me. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you, how you love me.
So as we, again, reflect upon this passage, why don't you, continue to pray about that point about, the storms in life. We're all going to face that in one point and another. It's really how our response to that is. And so I just ask that you continue to have that courage to really be strong during life storms. So maybe you can start to pray and reflect upon that. Prayers for the community. We have a number of people within our church family that their family is experiencing some health issues. So Hyja's uncle is experiencing late-stage cancer. Matthew Doblo's aunt and Connie's aunt's experiencing breast cancer. Kian's mom is experiencing brain cancer. And Chris Lee's aunt is also experiencing cancer. So let's pray for that. Their growths, Lizzie, no cancer cells. And Alex, I just got an update last night from Alex Lee. And apparently his father, although he's not vomiting anymore, he is still experiencing difficulty in health. And the family is still remaining faithful in hoping that they come out of this strong. So continue to pray for Alex Lee's father's recovery. P. Sam's aunt has pancreatic cancer, and the aunt has breast cancer as well. Harmony's father recovering from neck surgery and a regular heartbeat. The Chong's cousins visit Vincent, bone marrow. Ashley's friend Dorina, kidney healing for infection, liver plant. So why don't we just really come together as a church family and cover these individuals and also reach out to these individuals as well. It does mean a lot to them if you reach out to them, if you know they're going through this time. So let's pray.
Thank you.
there are a number of people, other people that are ill as well. Krista Chi's aunt, Rachel Nang's uncle, Vivian Singh's grandfather, Jamie Donaldson's friend Richard, various infirmities as well. So let's continue to press in during this time for these people. Press in and really just cover them during this time. We also have people within our community that are experiencing job loss. Just pray that that you cover them during this time. And if you know any one of these individuals, please just really encourage them. It really does mean a lot to them. Please pray for the local ministries, the local churches, YWAM Hong Kong, Shanti International, Face to Face, Junction College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide, and as well as our SP ministries, the worship team, sound and media team, welcoming hospitality team, barrister ministry. Today we have House Church in McCain and... And yes, please continue to keep these ministries covered. Let's pray for them. So as the prayer reads in the devotional, says, Father, Lord of the storms and trials in our lives, we confess our self-dependence and self-sufficiency, and we surrender to you all that we are. Thank you for loving us so much. Help us to see you as you truly are and to worship you to this day always. We love you. So Heavenly Father, we just pray that whatever storms that we're facing in our lives, Father, that you really give us the courage to face them head on, Lord, that we look into the eye of the storm and that we continue to press in. And this is really the time to give us the courage to really just press in even further, O Lord. So we pray for the people within our community, O God, that you just really give them the assurance that you're always nearby, Heavenly Father. And as Jesus did in the passage, he said that I am God. I am here. I am, and I'll be there for you. So we pray, Heavenly Jesus, Heavenly Father, that you just really continue to reassure the members of our community, that you really just show them and let them know that they're there and that you're always there for them. And so we just pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this incredible Friday. We thank you for the upcoming ministries that are occurring this weekend, and we thank you for the upcoming Sunday. We pray that you really give a lot of peace and comfort to the people here, O God, and we just pray that you just really bless each one, everyone here, and bless them and pour yourself into their lives. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.